Podcast, your source for offbeat news.
Marauding monkeys bring fear to historic Indian tourist haven. These monkeys have gotten aggressive. Anytime you hold a package in their hand, they'll come up and they'll snatch it from you. Like gang members. Like, take your chain.
Oh my god.
Hot takes on sports?
Drew Brees is a legend. How dare you?
He is, but he's done.
No, he's not. You pardoned him. He's coming back.
He wants to pardon Drew Brees. I want to throw him in prison.
And deep dives into the paranormal.
The Loveland Frogman. At approximately 3:30 a.m., an unnamed businessman, the most credible witness maybe you can find.
Unnamed businessman.
I was just doing business when I saw a frogman.
Join us every Monday and let's talk some bullshit. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all your favorite podcasting apps.
I'm Amber.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot.
We are the weirdos from the store.
Like a song, like a sand snubble.
Flip the switch and let the cauldron bubble. Sam.
Wow.
Hey, everybody. I'm Amber.
And I'm Maddie.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot. And tonight, we are joined by the threesome from the Neat Cast. We've got Mike, Jer, and dare I say Zach?
Don't do it.
Zach Daddy.
There you go. I didn't do
the
it.
The sucker himself.
Do you think we could pull off an intro that's as smooth as theirs? Mike.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Jer. That's all you got to say.
Are you pointing at me?
I'm pointing at you. Are you not in the same place? On your screen?
Okay. I'm Jer, and that's
Mike.
Nope.
Other way.
Okay, we're going in the order Jeremy, Zach, me. Okay? Go.
I'm Jer.
I'm Zach.
I'm Mike. And we're...
And we're Witches Talking... Oh, shit.
Damn it.
Hate you.
Yeah.
You know what, Mike? I thought that sounded really good.
Thank you.
That was excellent. Even Zach's part. I liked what Zach had to say.
We're professional.
You'd be the first.
It's almost like Witches Talking Tarot was on the radio.
Can you imagine?
Manifest it. Zach, say it again. Just help settle that manifestation out there.
Witches Talking Tarot.
I love it.
Good.
That's why he wins awards.
Please don't be
New
like
Hampshire,
weirded
Vermont.
Out, Zach. It just...
with Zach Daddy. Witches Talking Tarot with
right.
Zach
Can
Daddy.
I, Maddie, I would like to thank you so much for jump-starting this hashtag that our local Twitter squatch is running away with every chance he fucking gets.
Evidence.
Which is honestly great promotion. Well done. This is great exposure.
Sasquatch loves Zach Daddy.
He does. It's awesome. I didn't know who was going to glom onto that. I didn't think anybody would, but a squatch.
You didn't know who was going
to
glom onto that.
Wait, really?
No.
After we attached to it like leeches, the second it hit the air.
Besides you,
a name with polar magnetism. I didn't know anybody was going to attach to it.
I was hoping.
Has your wife called
you
Zach Daddy yet?
No, she does. She doesn't listen. So
at least twice.
Thanks, Jer.
So anyway,
why don't you guys tell our listeners/viewers a little bit about your show?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I got quiet for a second.
Zach, you have the. You have the silky smooth voice. You explain the Neat Cast.
So the Neat Cast is...
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You know, that's a description right there. Better than that. So we're kind of pop culture comedy, and we work in a bit of spooky cryptids. So Jeremy, myself, and Mike each have our own segments. I kind of talk a little bit about pop culture news. Jeremy likes to get into a little bit of weird news. Mike always brings something spooky, paranormal, cryptid style. And then we play a game or do something for a what you want to talk about segment, which has a great story, which I'm sure Jeremy will fill you in about
Nope.
Sometimes.
If you want to know that story, listen to the very early episodes of our podcast. I probably should revisit it since we're on like episode 150 now.
Yeah. No way does that tear apart your childhood and open up.
Maybe that'll be our watch of this week
of being turned down.
That's fine. That's fine. I was just out of my depression. And now here we are again.
Well, you're welcome.
So why are we here? What are we doing tonight?
Oh, tarot reading. So
yes,
tonight you are our first tarot readings for season 3. So 3 is a magic number. 3 of you works out quite well.
Well, this was going to be the first one that airs on our YouTube channel.
It will be the first one that airs on our YouTube channel.
Ooh, nice. Special boys.
International. We got a couple of them on here.
Jeremy's above me and Mike is to my right.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well,
for us,
just do this. Get everybody.
Okay. Well, where is that on your screen? Because that's the one that's being recorded. Where are we in relation to you?
Okay, so for us,
yes,
Zach is catty corner up in the top corner. Jeremy is right above us, and you are next to us.
Okay.
So do I go this way or do I go that way to Jeremy?
I'm looking up at you, right? Like
this you're way next to Jeremy. Yeah.
Oh, you're that's like, Jeremy.
Yeah.
And that's Zach.
I don't know what I'm doing.
It's a story of a lovely family.
All right. Anyways.
Right. Okay. Actually, what I was thinking was Partridge Vibe.
So
not Partridge.
Brady Bunch.
Whatever. If you listen,
they're all great families.
I do this like all the fucking time. That's just. I love who I am as a natural blonde. I own it, y'all. Own it.
So we decided how we're going to split this up. So Amber's going to go first, and she's going to get Zach.
I've got reading. Zach. Maddie has Jer. And Mike, we're going to double team you.
Oh, my God.
That you don't know how
Why do you
long
think mine's going to be especially bad?
Mike has been waiting to hear that. He didn't that expect it to be like,
oh, your soul is dead. You don't see color.
Okay, so like we've never double teamed before, but I just thought, like, what if we got the same?
Right, so excuse me. I'm sorry. This is a natural reaction when I hear that. I just
right. Okay.
Like, so like I pull 4 cards, you pull 4 cards, and they're the same 4 cards.
That would be
would
crazy.
That not be the craziest that would be crazy. Shit?
Oh, they're talking tarot. Never mind. I was confused.
Those witches.
That's what we do. I mean, that and other bullshit.
Okay. So I'm the grand finale.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
As usual, Mike. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm so scared. It's going to be like death, 3 vampires teabagging your corpse on a hill. I didn't even know that
doesn't
was
sound
a card.
Too bad.
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. Repeat. Repeat.
I don't know.
Oh, it all repeats so many times.
Oh, no, reverse.
Draw 4. Oh, shit.
Because it was not a Zach card.
I know, because we were all talking about Mike, and Mike's like,
I know, and then the card came out, so I was like, is this a Zach card?
I'll shut up.
It's not a Zach card. It was a Mike card.
If you get...
You don't have to shut up. Like, won't
I,
that
I,
give you an aneurysm?
No, I really can't shut up if I die.
No, you're good. I was just, you know.
Is that a vein I see?
How long has it been?
5 seconds.
Wow. It seemed longer.
Mike, massage that thing on your head.
My wife said that, too.
Was Zach Daddy?
No.
We just had a kid. Just massage that thing. Just
all right. So we give a month-long reading, essentially. Now it may not be exactly a month, but that's the idea, right? So because we're those kinds of witches, the spreads in the shape of a W and a T. So in the W, there are 6 cards, and the first card is you in the present or very, very near future. The next 4 cards will be what's coming up for you within approximately about the next 4 weeks, maybe 6 weeks. I mean, it's the universe. It doesn't give a shit about time. So be generous with the timeline per se. The end of the W is you at the end of that time. And then the T are advice cards. One advice card is general advice from the universe about outside forces that are going to be coming at you in all these situations. The other card is just general advice for you on basically how the universe thinks you should compose yourself through this time frame, or at least by the end of it.
That's why she went first. She explains it so much better than I do.
Right. Mm-hmm. So lots of hip pain and dirty diapers and no sleep. Got it. That's all my cards.
Yeah.
I literally been there like all of last year.
The two dads can share a reading, actually.
Zach, why do you have hip pain?
Because I'm old and I have a short right leg.
Milkman deliveries? Or
yes. I've been delivering a lot of milk, Jeremy.
Oh, God, Jesus, Zach. Come on.
This is a family friendly.
You animals? What are you talking about?
Physical labor.
Go break another one.
I
want
to flip them so bad. I'm like forcing myself not to because
I can't wait to hear what you guys are. I'm excited.
Why am I nervous? I really think
I'm a little nervous too. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Have you guys ever had tarot readings before?
I have, but by someone who just like bought a deck of tarot. They're like, let's do this. That'll be fun. So it was just bullshit.
I have one. Sorry, Mike. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's
I'm
fine.
Nervous too.
Go
I'm
ahead, nervous, rude dude.
I had one at a Renaissance festival with my like ex fiance, and the guy's like, "You guys are gonna break up." Like he basically told us that he wasn't wrong. he wasn't wrong. Very shortly after we broke up.
I mean, that could be told by observation. I don't know. I don't know. Like I don't think that's somebody's place.
I felt like we were in a good place there.
And then the separation card came out.
Well, when you talked about you and your daughter getting your birth charts done, like the whole episode, I was just like, oh, but that's what this means. And that's what, anyway.
Oh, well, then we're going to have to talk about that off air about what that means.
We need to do an episode about birth charts. They're interesting as shit.
Guard is so Zach. I'm just saying, like he's. I'm sorry. I've got to fucking stop. It's not my reading.
I'm gonna sneak away and refill my drink. I'll be right back.
Refill mine, Mike.
Okay. Zach, have you ever had a tarot reading before?
I don't think so. My friend Lauren does tarot readings, and I think she did one with my wife, but I don't remember ever having an actual tarot reading.
I'm excited for you.
I think it would stick out in my mind. Because I wouldn't be as nervous going, ah, shit, what's going to come? I don't know.
I'm nervous, as, like, a tarot reader. As tarot readers, we get nervous because we're like, please be a good fucking reading. You know what I mean?
Oh, sorry. The cards are not in your favor. Ah, shit.
Well, I mean, I just enjoy seeing how the reading unfolds because every time it's like, what is this? What is this? Oh my God, that's what this is. Like the last event I did, this boy sat down for a tarot reading and he was like high school age, like maybe a senior. And like the other six chauffeur kids were all like standing around him to hear this tarot reading. And every time like I'd say something, like half of them would nod their head. And it was about like this girl that he and she had off again, on again relationship because high school. And like the cards were like, low key afraid the cards might have been saying she was gonna get, you know, cause like—
Get what?
The Ace of Cups was one of the cards. So I was like, I don't think anybody's gonna get pregnant, but
I'm about to get filled.
I don't know what that means.
If you find out one of us is gonna get pregnant, don't tell us.
It can indicate a pregnancy.
I mean, we could guess, huh?
Or my thought when you said that was like loss of virginity.
Well, you're not gonna pull that with me. Am I right, guys?
Mike.
I hope you're not very crude. We're never going to have a serious episode, even when we're on other people's podcasts.
That's okay. We don't are
weird. We the only serious episode we've done, I think, was the one about death, because like
it was sad. Was,
yeah.
Why?
Don't bring down the mood.
So, like, our friend died. That's
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you feel now, Jeremy? Oh, making us fucking yeah. That was a great insert.
Okay. Yeah. Do you guys want to see what just came out of the deck? Can you read
oh,
that?
Oh my God, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Mike was talking. A death card. If you're listening on the podcast form and not watching the video.
I think that was more for like just conversation because it was
this
funny.
This is moving on from the past.
Yeah, I just think it was coming out to be a part of the conversation. Is that a
tiger's eye ring?
No, it's I want you to shut the fuck up about death when they're reading me, okay?
I'm not shutting up. I mean,
they're going to be reading my fortune. You're going to be like, death, 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 death.
You guys ever think about decay?
Oh my God. Good vibes.
No, my positive vibes. I'm kind of sassy, and I think that was them being like a part of the conversation.
You guys are messing up my tarot reading.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Are we though?
I mean, you guys are messing up Zach's tarot. Be nice.
Well, that's a
Zach. I love you. Zach. You're like
okay. You've overcompensated.
You're like
very quickly.
You're like a father to me.
No, don't need that.
I wish that I was in your arms being cradled like a little baby and that you would give me a soft forehead kiss. Like, mwah.
Not like, stop. I said something. I know. We did the same thing too. Because,
like, remember that night I hit that rock on the way home from your house after podcast shit? And, like, we maybe low key had been fighting, and I had to call him and be like, I know you have to get up super early, but, like, I just got a flat tire and I started crying. And he's like, I'll be there. Where are you? And I had to, like, send him my GPS link because I didn't know where the fuck I was on the on-ramp to the one highway from the other highway. Like, how I get home from Maddie's. Like, don't ask me things.
Shit, you
like
did
that.
Just drop me off.
Yeah, I just dropped you off. I was on my way home. I was going from whatever highway takes me out of Carthage to 44, whatever that on-ramp is where I'd pulled over. And I was like, the tire's inflated, but the light is on and my rims dented and my rims are gone on my new car. And I started crying. And when he got there, he gave me a forehead kiss, and I was like, thank you. And I kept crying.
That's exactly the relationship me and Zach have.
I don't remember the last time I had a forehead kiss.
That's
the relationship that Zach and I have, but opposite.
You kiss my forehead?
He gives you forehead punches.
Like every time Zach starts talking, I just flick him a little bit.
Flick his eye.
Is this the last card? Or is there one more?
I thought you're gonna be like, is this the last tarot reading we're ever doing?
The last time we're ever talking to these three.
No, please, we gotta be on your back. Show again.
That's true.
Is it both of you? Okay. Okay.
I'm so nervous for that. I'm so nervous for this boy.
No, you're not.
I'm excited. Yeah, well, no, let me tell nervous. You. I'm excited for him. That's a different adjective, different verb.
You're so excited until the first like three bad cards come out. You're like, oh,
the non-believer okay. card.
Oh, no.
So we have the Seven of Cups, and the Seven of Cups is a fucking wonderful card. The Seven of Cups is a card that says like you have a bunch of opportunities and options available to you, and you can pick whatever the fuck you want. But you need to choose wisely because the next steps in the Cups tarot suit is the Eight of Cups, which is forging a new path, and then the Nine of Cups, which is the wish card and wishes granted. But you only get to the Nine of Cups if you make the right choice in the Seven of Cups. So right now you have an opportunity perhaps, or soon you're going to have an opportunity of some kind, and maybe changing career path. Usually, so Cups is always about emotion. However, when it comes to like the 7, 8, 9, it's not always about relationships as far as emotional things go, but it can be because sometimes we're emotionally tied to work. So like there are going to be emotions involved in this choice that is to be made. However, it's not like you have to pick a new relationship or some shit like that, because Cups does deal with emotions and relationships and that aspect of our lives, because Cups is water and water is that which runs through us. You look like you want to say something too.
Don't let your emotions allow you to perceive something that's not actually there.
Well, and like, and
to prevent you from, you know.
Yeah, and I was going to say, don't let your emotions run your choices, because mm-hmm. it is the suit of emotions, but we have to be in control of our emotions to make good choices, right? And again, to be the place of getting from the 7 of Cups to the 8 of Cups to the 9 of Cups, the wish card, the wishes granted card, you have to make the right choice in the 7 of Cups. And when we're making choices, we can't just be completely emotionally charged or emotionally led, because when we leave logic out of it, kind of, I don't know, I bet there's like a term for that.
I mean, I was gonna say never mind.
The Knight of Swords.
Oh my fucking god.
So in the near coolest cards, which is
the first pull, Mike, calm down.
Knight of Swords.
The Knight of Swords is like, okay, so something's gonna look real good to you, and it's gonna be in this near future with this choice thing. And I really feel like this is a warning card, like, mm-hmm. again, choose wisely. Some things look better than they really are. Mm-hmm. They, you know, yeah, it looks like a good thing, but is it really a good thing? Are you really gonna have benefits from it, or is it just a pretty package that gives you nothing?
Can we point out the card art as well?
Oh fuck yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
it's the zombie ant fungus. May I touch it? May I touch it?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the zombie ant fungus. So this little ant was probably like, this little fungus looks delicious. Guess what? He's a fucking zombie now.
Oh, so, it's Last of Us.
Oh my god. Like, or maybe you're a zombie because you ain't getting no sleep. But the 10 of Cups is the household harmony card. So I guess that baby's going to sleep through the night because everybody's going to be happy in your household. Okay. So like the 10 of Cups is the household happiness card, which is funny because after the wish is granted card is the 10 of Cups, the household happiness card. So like, just don't be the zombie ant, you know?
I see a lot of warnings in this reading. Because this one, don't let your emotions, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. No, I'm with you.
It's in the Knight of Swords or in the 7 of Cups?
There are warnings in all of them. The 7 of Cups is don't let your emotions drag you astray. Don't let mm-hmm. your emotions get in the way of making the right choice. The Knight of Swords is saying, like, do not fall prey or fall victim to a pretty package. Just because something looks good, looks can be deceiving. Oh, Mike,
it's not you.
Yeah. It's
me, baby. Don't be a slut. Just because I look good, Zach.
Oh my fucking god, I love that art.
Oh, I know.
That is hilarious. Beautiful?
So the 10 of Cups was hassle of happiness, and like, I don't see as much of a warning with this card. Mm-mm. As long as you heed the warnings above, mm-hmm. you can get to the place where, like, you're in a place of emotional happiness. Like, maybe not everything's perfect. Maybe you got bills due. Maybe you got, like, household shit that's not good. But everybody's good in here.
This is not my reading. I'm so sorry. Please continue.
You're good.
I was just gonna say, wear a fucking condom because we have the Ace of Wands.
The Ace of Wands. It's new beginnings, but, like, in the fire. Right, so wands is it's fire, which makes no fucking sense. It should.
Can
be
I show
air.
Them? Look at the art of this one.
Fucking air.
Oh, where, oh my!
Where are fucking condoms at?
Quite okay. Foul.
This is going to be age restrictive.
Ace of Wands. Ace of Wands. What?
You know what kind of?
Wear a condom. Wear a condom. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Wise words.
Because a lot of the Ace cards can indicate more things than just new beginnings.
Look, after a baby, you're your most fertile.
But here's the thing. The fact that it's following this choice mm-hmm. and everybody being kind of emotionally happy, I feel like a stressor is somehow lifted in the choice that you make, if you make the right choice. Mm-hmm. Because like, Okay, the only card that's like really set in stone is the very first card, and it's not even set in stone because it could be your near future. So like, this is a guide, right? Like, tarot is never going to be like the all. You have free will. You can change whatever, right? But the way that I'm taking this reading so far, especially with the fucking Ace of Wands right here and this new beginning in like passions, is like you make a good choice in the Seven of Cups, and then like you don't fall prey to the looks can be deceiving in the Knight of Swords. Everybody's chill. Some kind of stressor has been relieved in all of that. Ooh, you're able chill. To make a new beginning.
Dude,
or you're like super, you're super fulfilled in whatever this choice is.
That I got a chill when you said that, seriously. Yeah, I did. Awesome. That was real. I noticed that.
And then we have the Three of Swords, which is the heartbreak card.
Oh no, that's my favorite card.
I know. And look at that artistry.
You gonna elaborate on that one?
Oh, finally a card that is the hero card for Zach.
Evidence is coming.
That's right. Well, I can't wait until you're reading, so then I can just throw shade at you every fucking card.
Swords is the heartbreak card. It can indicate a betrayal. It can indicate things not going your way. It can indicate that you fell victim to what looked so good but really wasn't, and so you feel betrayed,
or you betrayed yourself
down, or you betrayed yourself betrayer. Because like we're in such a fucking good place right here, guys.
What
like,
the fuck is wrong with you, Zach?
I ask That's myself I ask that him. Every
oh my
every
God. What is it? What
I
is
ask it? That every I ask him that.
But at the end of your journey through trials and tribulations, you'll be the High Priestess. So the High Priestess is a card that indicates like super connected with your intuition. You are like transcending just being able to manipulate, making your own will come to fruition, but then balancing that further with just the outside and the inside, right? Because we're all the universe unto ourselves, right? And like, so like, if we are the universe unto ourselves, that which happens outside in our path happens inside in our path, right? So like the High Priestess is representative of that. So the High Priestess, she is in the Magician. You have learned how to control energy, and you have learned how to manipulate and manifest your own destiny based on your desires, right? Which really plays out really well with the way this reading has gone. But then the High Priestess is the next step from the Magician. The High Priestess has realized how to make everything outside happen, but why maybe necessarily we shouldn't do that, because we got to balance that which is within. Is that making sense?
Kind
to
of.
Anybody other than Maddie?
It seems so at the end of the journey, you know, going through all of this, I will have gotten to a point that hopefully I have a better understanding of the outcome, and hopefully did not get dissuaded or pulled off course by illusions or come something that course, seems attractive Zach. that isn't really.
Let me pull you off course, Zachary.
No,
come
I don't want you to. No.
Why not?
And also, it's like, no matter what choices you make per se, there will be lessons to be learned. But if you make all the right choices, you'll be in a really good place in learning those lessons. Make sense?
It's just all. Oh my god!
Well, we haven't even.
I know. I'm just like, don't.
Are you saying don't to me or don't to you? I'm very confused.
Don't to you. Don't.
About what?
You tell me, Zach.
Are you right? Like,
no. I need some. I need more input. What do you mean by don't? Okay. I'm really
don't do that thing that makes you not the High Priestess.
Yeah.
Here are your.
Let the witches talk.
Believe in Noah's Ark.
What is this? What is it?
Page of Cups is your advice card from the universe. What's the other one? So the Page of Cups is.
What's the other one?
Can well, I just. First, we're going to cover the.
I know. I just would like a peek, universe. A sneak peek.
Okay, go ahead. So the Page of Cups is a card that talks about honing in on our skills so that we can take them out into the world in a better place than where we were when we started honing in on our skills, right? So it's like the apprentice artist is working really, really hard so that their mural can be on the Sistine Chapel versus just handing Michelangelo the paints, right? So that's the advice from the universe. The advice for you, how you portray yourself, is the King of Swords. The King of Swords, swords again, is air, which makes no fucking sense to me. It should be fire, but whatever. Air, intuition, that which happens up here, okay? So the King of Swords has mastered all of that shit. The King of Swords kind of maybe is a side sucker, but in a good way. In a good way. It can, you know what? Science and magic are mixed, Jer. They go hand in hand. Science.
Radio voice science sucker, I see.
Magic and science are pretty much the same thing. It's just who is looking at them, okay? So the King of Swords, he's got it all figured up out here. He's figured out how not to get taken off course. He's figured out how to take that intuitive energy and put it to good use. Now, it can come with a warning of being like arrogant and narcissistic. What else is the warning with King of Swords?
Because the boys know I'm a big narcissist.
It's true. Maybe the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you guys don't even know. Before we start recording, it's me.
It's true. It's all me.
You are a radio personality.
You're you look like
I started the podcast and before they were even here.
I will later.
So not fair. So, the way I take this is, you have to be analytical when you're making your choices. You got to be the King of Swords, which means don't be the shitty version of the King of Swords where you're like arrogant and narcissistic and
don't be Mike. Okay.
Be Mike! A good sucker. Be a science sucker who understands that science and magic are the same thing. It depends on what side of the mirror you're standing on. Because you have an opportunity to make really great things happen in your life. I don't know. You look like you have something to add. You so look like you're so.
I just.
You keep saying don't.
Just don't fuck it up. That's all I have to say. Like seriously, because I don't want to say.
Do you want her to be candid, Zach?
Yeah.
Just don't get distracted. Just don't get distracted. That's all I'm just getting. Don't get distracted. Don't think things. Don't think the grass is always greener on the other fucking side. That's what I would say. And then
you look like you were going to say something specific about those cards.
The King of Swords. Absolutely. So, with the King of Swords, a negative aspect can also be putting a lot of pressure on yourself or someone putting a lot of pressure on you, which in turn can make you look at things and not see them clearly because you're so pressured.
Which makes a fucking lot of sense.
Pressured or influenced by someone else.
Yeah, not necessarily. You could even be yourself.
Yeah, it could be yourself. But that makes a lot of sense with the reading because of that whole so the Knight of Swords being a warning and then the Ten of Swords or the Ten of Cups being after the Knight of Swords and then the Ten of Cups being after the Ace of Wands, right? So you make a decision because you feel pressured, somebody or yourself, whoever is pressuring you, make this decision. And then the pressure comes off. So we got the Ten of Cups, everything feels cool. Then we move into the Ace of Wands, everything's still feeling cool. But then we had the bad card. Yes, then we had the heartbreak card. Mm-hmm. So definitely
oh my God, but you don't
what Maddie said.
Okay.
Take that as advice because it goes so well with the reading.
Well, then I'm just oh my God, but what if he makes the wrong decision? And so the great cards is because the grass is it's greener on the other side. I'm having a good old time. This is so great. Oh my God, boom, Three of Swords. Wrong decision. You don't think so?
I, because it's a future card and like we all have like that, and right now he is the Seven of Cups. This is where he's making the choice, or in the very, very, very near future. So that Three of Swords doesn't have to happen, right? Like we can take the good with the bad, even with a tarot reading. So like, again, nothing's set in stone, but like we can use the tarot as a tool to help us make decisions. So like whenever you see in your life that this opportunity is happening, this chance to make a change is happening, like reflect upon, listen to the episode. It'll come out next week, guys. And like, just kind of like hear what the advice from the universe was. And you can use different pieces of advice every step of the way, because every time you exert free will, you make a change in the energies that are existing right now. Every time you do that, you change what the cards have to say any fucking way. The cards are just reading the energy right now.
So essentially, don't make the wrong choice, because Maddie keeps saying, don't fucking do that. Don't fuck it up. Seven of cups.
Like, that was the first thing that was said. You got to make the right choice so you can get to the Nine of Cups, which is the wish card. Even if it's not in reading, that Nine of Cups is still on the way in the journey. So,
but
like,
there's no... But there's no way to know which is the right choice. You just try not to be influenced by outside forces or yourself to make the wrong choice.
Right, exactly. And that, what you're talking about, that's where all this reading part comes into play, because like you can weigh decisions. Like, is that something that's looking better than it really is? Or is that something that's going to remove the stress for time, and then it's going to come back even worse?
Well, also, you're just in a stressful time anyway with a new baby.
Absolutely.
So it means like the heartbreak.
No, nonsense. They're bundles of joy.
You're not moms or nothing.
I love
them. No, you haven't been through this.
Not permanently scarred from our children.
I think all of this reading is just about Zach going to his first Arby's.
This is your first Arby's.
Zach lives in the middle of nowhere. He has never seen an Arby's. He doesn't know what they serve.
Hey, Mike, you know what
I'm upon in Arby's.
I love Arby's, though.
You know what
Arby's
serves,
right? I can't eat there. They hurt my stomach.
They do serve burgers.
They don't have any vegetarian.
They don't serve burgers.
Yes, they do. They do now.
They're the worst burgers, then.
Yeah,
I didn't say they were good.
And that's your reading. Don't make the wrong choice, Zach.
Don't go to an Arby's.
Don't get a burger at Arby's.
You know, I
go
think
to
Arby's
Five Guys.
Pretty good, actually. If I'm being 100% real.
Thank you.
You're not.
I need that.
Can I get some?
Yes, absolutely. I was just like, I'm going to let my cards cool before we double-team Mike over there.
So. They have to cleanse the air after your reading, Zach.
Amber's mooning the whole fucking camera.
You better not accept that call from Jetman.
Nope. That ain't happening.
I know. I freaking love
Don't. You. Don't.
There will not be, there will be no accepting calls from Jetman. No, thank you.
That sounds so interesting. Who is Jetman?
I'll tell you off camera. Here's the story with that.
I don't even know. Did I not pay attention to something?
We talked about it.
Hey, Mike. Okay. Hey, Mike. That's a safe assumption.
Dear, you're next. Are you excited?
Well, yes.
Thank you.
Yes, and I'm terrified, but yes.
Oh, well, thank you.
I feel like everything around me is chaos right now.
Dear, I'm going to send you the best vibes.
Hey, Mike, that's a fin sniff.
What? Are you giving him vibes?
Yeah, but it's the way you said wah, wah, wah.
What?
You used a very hard wah.
It's a hard.
I believe in woo-woo and wah-wah more than anyone in this.
Well, maybe. I know. That's why we can have fun with you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No,
that's why I'm getting double teamed.
We thought you might like that.
We did. We're like, we're gonna say we're gonna double team Mike, and he's gonna love it. We talked about it on the car.
Mike's ego grew 10 times then.
Yeah, we have the Grinch's heart in here.
Jer, what are you drinking?
I am drinking.
Just sexy.
No.
Or just Diet Coke, as far as you can do.
I don't know.
What did you ask?
I said, as far as YouTube knows, all I'm drinking is Diet Coke.
Oh, do you have a weed in there?
Weed?
No.
weed?
It's just regular vape. It's just regular vape.
Okay.
Well, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to lean over here.
Also, Jer, you didn't put a weed in your drink, did you?
Absolutely not. There's no dandelions in mine.
Whew.
Dandelion tea is so good. And it's good for you, too.
My grandma up in upstate New York used to make dandelion wine all the time. And that shit sucked.
You can't. You can't say dandelion wine and talk about upstate New York.
That shit sucked ass. That was not good.
You talk about dandelion fucking meatballs, you know what I mean?
Grandma was that's shit at making wine.
Garnish.
Grandma was shit at making wine. Oh, I bet the family was real sad the day Grandma retired from wine.
I guess people in our family liked it. Like, ooh, mashed up dandelions and gasoline. Ooh, delicious.
Oh, damn. Zach, yeah, we were sad the day my grandma stopped baking. Different.
Oh, my grandma put so little effort into zero anything out.
Central right now. Because, like, I'm next. So, hey, why don't you shut up?
Yeah, you're concentrating on vibes.
Hey, that's offensive.
That's not your word. You can't be offended by that.
You can't Jer, one more on a one.
Jer, if we were in the room, I would stand over your cards right now before you're reading and just go. Just middle finger over your cards.
I know you would.
Wait, I'm doing this, Craig. This is the one more.
That's yeah, and then that's and I hate you for it.
Oh, you already have them.
Yes. They actually popped out, so
fuck yeah. I still don't think those ones that popped. Man, my cards are being
is it a thing? I have to ask, is it a thing? My friend who bought tarot cards that was like the person you're reading should normally pick the first card. Is that a thing or is that not a thing?
It can be a thing. It can be a thing. It definitely can be.
I almost never have anybody.
I've heard that before.
Cut the deck, but like a lot of people do. Like, and if you don't, some people are like, "Oh, you're not a real tarot reader." And it's like, "Bitch, I'm a Virgo, and I don't want you to touch my shit."
Okay. Fair all point. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go. So, we're starting with the Four of Swords. And this is the rest card, the much needed rest card. This is overworking yourself and just being exhausted and pretty much working until you fucking drop and you have to get this rest.
They then listen to the podcast.
We're going to come into that. No, I don't. I really don't. Hey, that's Amber. and then we come into
you should. It's great.
I watch podcasts on YouTube. Do you guys have YouTube?
Jer,
no, we need to.
We have. I watch. Listen to podcasts.
We have one.
You do.
Yeah, we've got one uploaded. That we, one time we did, that we did.
We did record on YouTube once.
That one time. You should do.
Jeremy never did it again because it was too hard for him.
But like these guys, they cry.
Let me tell you the real reason. The
squares.
It takes for too goddamn tough. Ever.
Let me tell you the real reason I can't listen to podcasts on Spotify. It's because my phone has no fucking data, like no room, so I can't download the app. So it's nobody's fault. It's I need a new phone and it's really shitty and I can't download the app and I hate it. I hate it so much.
I'm pretty excited about the rest card though.
So we've got
that's
the rest
you, like right now.
Well, or in the near future. And then we're coming to the Temperance card. And unfortunately, it's reversed. Amber loves Temperance. Temperance is all about balance. Moderation and balance. It's learning to work, but also get that necessary rest in.
Yeah, understanding the difference in how science and magic work together, Jared.
That's not what it's about.
Understand that balance. That's not what
it's about. Working too hard to deal with your ass.
We just did our episode that had the Temperance card in it, and I brought up about learning and balancing the learning of what you know and what's new and being willing to change your mind.
That is
and you
true.
Guys don't know who I just pointed out because you're not sure where anybody is on my screen.
I don't know where anyone is on my screen.
So next we have the Three of Spears, and unfortunately, well,
I'm not gonna
unfortunately.
It's like, unfortunately,
it's
a goal. Oh. It's reversed. We don't know. We don't really do. Yeah. So like, three of spears is.
And I mean that makes sense. If we're out of balance, we need to take the rest card, mm-hmm. right? So we got mm-hmm. the rest card. We need to take a rest.
Yeah.
And then temperance is out of balance, so we probably didn't rest like we probably should have. And so then we come to the three of spears, but it's reversed. Like we're supposed to be taking a forward leap right now in our journey, but we're not stagnant. Because we're fucking tired.
And then yeah, we're fucking
no
tired.
Offense,
and, but it's also Jer. Like it can also represent,
I work a lot too. I get it, Jer. I get it.
Well, it trust can me. Also represent like, hey, we've got plans. Plans fucking canceled.
Canceled plans. Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
be that person. I hate that. That hurts me.
Okay, so don't be that person. But if you need,
if you have,
if you gotta cancel because you need that rest, self care is important.
That's
it's
true.
Friday.
What if it's saying if he doesn't get the rest, he'll have to cancel on something?
Maybe
that he
doesn't
want to
cancel on.
It's
so
really important.
Rest is important.
But then randomly, we got the Six of Cups. JK, it's not random. I just realized how it goes.
Oh, it's the nostalgia card.
It's remembering what used to be with rose-colored glasses. Exactly. So we're remembering the past. Maybe I wasn't working so hard. And, you know, well, that was my impersonation. Like,
but that makes a lot of sense. I'm excited to see the rest of the reading.
Right, maybe I wasn't working so hard then. And it was so much better than
the plans we canceled on, and then we're at this like place of reminiscing about what used to be so much better, but it wasn't really that much better.
I know this is a really good reading.
It sounds like Jeremy in between every episode of Kneecast.
Yes, okay, God. First of all, I swear to
the
God,
cards are on fire.
They are like I promise I'm not making this shit
we
up.
Spoke about death. So.
Right.
No. Okay. Hey.
Your cards are already drawn, Jeremy.
Hey. Okay, so
superstition is healthy, but your cards have already been picked.
So we have the Nine of Coins, and this is like...
And if death's in there, I don't know. I didn't draw your cards.
Nine of Coins in the future. This is, you're getting comfortable, but you have to get out of your comfort zone. Maybe what you're comfortable with isn't exactly good. Maybe it's toxic, you know? You've got to get out of that toxic comfort zone, which brings us to the Five of Spears, the future... Need to reorganize
or
exactly.
A need for teamwork. So like you need to let somebody else help you, mm-hmm. or you need to like change the way you're doing things yep. for your own good.
Yep. And then so the advice card, it's this one, right? It's the one underneath, right?
Oh, I'm not sure. Okay. Like it depends on how you feel.
Okay, okay, you know cool. Because mean? Like the I'm still whatever.
Yeah,
okay.
We
It's a new intuition. Spread. It's a new spread.
Magic. Yeah. There are no rules in magic.
Okay. So where
can we do that again, Zach?
Oh,
Zach Daddy.
Zach,
oh, that wasn't Zach.
They have to pay if they want it again.
Well, you're already about
you're
it.
You're getting a double. I mean, what?
Okay.
I think you should pay. Never mind. I'm not finishing that sentence.
Okay.
So. So this is advice from,
yep.
I'm going to say, so this is the advice card from the universe, from the ancestors. This is a strength card. And I think what this is saying is you need to get all your strength together so that you can prepare for the Ace of Spears. And the Ace of Spears is new beginnings, new drive. It can also represent fertility. So again, with Zach.
Hey.
Yeah, I was going to say, Zach got the same card.
Wrap it, Jeremy.
Hey.
But
I got enough.
Can also be like new commitments as well. So I think it's more work related.
I think it's almost saying like, don't take on new commitments that are coming at you. Mm-hmm, like
mm-hmm. Be strong enough to say no. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or be strong enough to say no and wrap it up.
Yeah. That know. Too.
Since we're bringing
I just feel like that was a really good and I promise Zach I really really don't I can't listen to
no
it because I don't
think
have
I think you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. I'm not claiming that you're picking the cards based off Jeremy. I'm mm-hmm. saying your cards are fitting Jeremy in a lot of what we experience week by week while also putting a spin on it. I'm not claiming that you're pulling the cards.
Yeah, that's overworked, not, sleepy. This is fucking Jeremy. This is a Jeremy-ass reading.
putting up with us. Like he deals with us for an episode. By the end of it, he's pissed his shit at me. And by the time the next week rolls around, it's like, ah, it'll be fun. It won't be that bad. Hey. And then after that episode, he's all grizzly and all pissed off again.
That's not an act. That's you're not just really good at pretending.
What? We have a love-hate relationship.
They're like an old married couple. And I'm like the child just trying to eat his dinner.
Dude, I could not. Anyway, yep.
I just feel like that was a really intense.
That was like, those were both.
And I really think it's saying like, you've got to find some way to rest, because if not, you're going to just fall the fuck over. Like, and you're going to miss out on things.
We're going to, if you don't take the time to rest that your body wants or needs, your body's going to take that time from
straight up.
And it's not going to pick an opportune time. It's going to pick the least opportune time because that's how the universe teaches you lessons. If it made it easy on you, you wouldn't learn shit from it.
Yeah, that's a fair point. That's a fair point.
Okay, you got the easy reading. Yours
and
is,
I've got,
yours
I've
makes
got,
sense.
I've got a fairly big change coming up that I've been
okay
about.
What is it? Can you tell me what it is?
Yeah, I'm going to be joining the Coast Guard, joining up at nearly, I'm 39 and a half years old. And I mean, for positive family reasons, I'm joining, but I've been doing a lot. I've been hyper focused on training to get my body in shape.
Well, you should give that body a little bit of rest before it takes its rest from you. That's the message.
Off a boat. Don't do that, Jeremy. We'll lose at least three of our listeners.
Have you guys seen that movie where Ashton Kutcher works at the Coast Guard? And like, no.
I'm just over here like trying not to sing in the Navy.
Oh. Well, I just immediately reminded me of that. The Kutcher movie is so fucking sad.
Oh, Jeremy, you're gonna be a seaman.
you're 100% right. I will be a seaman.
You will be a seaman again. I'm so proud of you.
Finally,
what is
the seaman on the neat cast?
I don't mean this in a shitty way. I don't mean this. What is the age cutoff for the Coast Guard?
Don't be personal, Maddie.
I mean, like. 39. Oh, so you're at the you're right.
You're 40 years and 364 days. I have to join before my 41st birthday.
Okay. I was just shit. Is it like that? In all of the
I'm sure.
In all of the military?
The Air Force and Space Force just up their
Dude, I have to join 42. The fucking Space Force. Duh. I got to meet me a fucking alien barbarian. Like, I'm so for
Jeremy, Jeremy, you're going to be the real life version of Nathan Fillion from The Rookie.
Yeah,
that's what you're going to be.
Oh, I know. I'm going to be the oldest
awesome.
There by a lot.
So we've never double teamed before. How do we want to do this?
Do you mind if I just pull the two cards like this?
I've never watched it. You know what? It's weird. I've never watched a double team happen. I'm very excited.
Well, you
have you really?
Well, I have not.
You can shortcut this right now. Go on to Pornhub. Well,
this is our first time, and we usually don't do stuff like this because, like, there's a faction of our listeners that we're pretty sure think that we're in a relationship, even though we're not.
Even though you talk about your significant others and your kids
all the time.
Yeah, but we're pretty sure there's like a faction of them that think that we're a couple.
Oh, they're just putting up a front. They're really a couple. They're really together.
And there's a large part of our audience that doesn't think we're a throuple, but we are. The kneecast.
Nobody is laughing. I am the only one laughing, and everybody's like, "No, we're dead ass."
When does that happen? When was it?
Zach, come on.
I'm the cuck.
Frequently.
Zach is the one. Jer is the one who just watches from the closet.
Oh my god.
Do you wear a Superman cape?
It's weird. It's weird. He hides in the closet.
Flats and I'm like, I wish.
I'm so nervous about being with Zach Daddy.
Not as Jeremy soon. Just
yeah, soon, but soon.
Jeremy it just stands in the doorway like and pretends to be the Hat Man.
Oh my god.
I can't wait to give you the night terrors.
I'm so glad I didn't.
Turn you on?
Mike, you are so funny.
Thank you. Are you saying that because you know it's going to be a bad reading?
No, you. Why is everybody laughing at me? I'm serious. You are so funny.
Thank you.
No, Mike's
I have
hilarious.
To deal with him in 2 days.
Oh, I feel my ego growing.
I really am the best part of the podcast.
Look, your ego's in the background. Amber and I were talking, and we're like, "Yep, this is all about Mike."
I mean, you're not wrong, because Mike, when we've received comments and reviews of the podcast, Mike has been named multiple times. So there's something about Mike.
Hey, Mike, are you pointing yourself or Jupiter?
Mikey likes
maybe
it.
Both. Maybe we're one in the same. Biggest planet, biggest ego.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Zach and Jeremy. Please don't be jealous. It's okay.
It's no, Mike deserves it. He's a star.
Mm-hmm. I'm a star.
But like Mike, I'm gonna have to make a request of you as your tarot reader.
Okay.
I need you to respond to everything in different character voices, because that is going to be annoying.
Yes.
Oh no. Okay. I got you.
So six cards and then two bonus insight.
Yeah.
So you got eight different voices, Mike. Can you pull out eight
from your F-150?
I think I can do this.
Keep track, Mike. Do a little checkbox.
Okay.
They hand you a cool Coors Light right now.
You want me to start with Ford F-150, man? All right.
You start with wherever you want, buddy. You
all
do
right.
It.
I can do with that.
Okay, I'm doing the W.
Is this the guy? Do you have atomic eyes, Mike? Are you that Ford F-150 guy?
Yeah, atomic eyes. That's right.
That's right.
I'm met sorry, my wife. What? What is going on right now?
So, okay. In one episode, when I was telling one of my spooky stories, I started doing this, like, this Ford narrator voice, like the narrator you'd hear on, like, a Ford commercial. And we just evolved this character to like he's like superhumanly strong. He has eyesight so powerful it's like it gives off radiation. Like he can't look directly at you. He'll give you a sunburn. Like we just kept building up this character. He became more and more powerful.
Are his eyes Ford blue?
Of course they're Ford blue. They're blue and they're also blue like the American flag. I'm colorblind, so all I see is blue when I look at the American flag, and I'm like, God bless.
Are you Obama or Ford F-150?
No, I did. Well, Obama will be later, because that's one.
I can spot a stinner at 300 paces.
Sorry.
Ford F-150 guy and Obama are not hanging out together. They are distinctly in different.
I wish you guys could see my cat. She's being a real cute little fatty fat right now.
Up in Jupiter? Up in space?
No, in my sock drawer.
Jupiter's making it like Megamind right now.
Look at these cards I pulled. They're already.
Mike, tell me what cards they are with your laser eyes. Well, first the alpha male card, I believe, is what they're going to pull.
The best card of all the cards.
That is the Emperor. I will shit myself.
First card is the Ace of Dale and Jesus.
Watch it be the oh my god, the Emperor, King of fucking cups.
King of fucking cups.
Oh god, I thought you said King of cocks. I'm like, okay.
I thought that was Jared.
The King of fucking cups. That's just something different.
Let's pull a lover's card. I want to pull that so bad.
Oh, Mike's mom would love for you to pull a lover's card.
Lovers.
On Tinder?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Mike's mom is gonna approve it now. So
I thought
he
said lover's card. You know, Mike's pulling lovers.
my mom is not going to listen to this. You think she'd click on something that said the word witch? She'd be afraid she'd instantly go spiraling to hell.
She's like, she knows they forgot to be like, I knew it!
What's this I hear about you getting tag teamed by two witches?
Two witches.
Oh no, this is Mike's mom's hell.
Wait until next week's episode. That's a close second.
Oh my god.
That wasn't even my idea. When you were here, next week is the most sinful episode ever.
What is it?
It's completely Mike's idea.
I can't say it with my Christian tongue.
Somebody tell me. I'm so curious if you can.
Mike asked me to put together a game and gave me a horrible idea, and I followed it to the letter, and then he blamed me the entire time.
I didn't. He said we have a fun. He goes, "Do you want to play Price is Right?" I said, "Yes." Yes.
And then he told me what to pull up and play.
Sex toy Price is
Right. Lie to them.
And the final
throwing me under the bus.
And the final sex toy we had to guess the price of was a Jesus themed dildo.
Oh my God. Was it like a cross?
Why?
Yes, it's as bad as you can imagine.
The most graphic thing you could think of.
As you can imagine.
And then Mike pretends that he didn't see it and yells at me about it.
Yeah.
It's such BS.
Think of the most blasphemous thing you can think of and then go two steps beyond that.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was awful.
That sounds like a great episode, though.
It was.
Next Monday on your favorite podcast app.
It made me sweat.
What is it? He's the dildo. Yeah, that's...
Were there nails? Never mind. You know what?
Death.
Wait, please don't...
Somebody
repeat
really...
No, you know what? Actually, I'm just thinking, like, in my
please
head,
don't
it's
repeat
like,
Jesus dildos. You're there's... shuffling my dick. That has my fate in your hands.
Somebody has, like, a really weird, like role play in mind where somebody's, like, possessed or something.
Jesus bondage.
Like, somebody's, like, possessed or something.
The power of Christ inside you.
Ew. No, I what? Where were you
I
going?
Think
what
it said
okay,
on
no,
the box
I was.
Tag.
I was thinking like.
I'm
like,
just bursting from the Lord.
Like the person's possessed, and then they stop walk it. In on it, and they're like, stop. "What the fuck are you doing? That's fucked up." Like, are you saying stop to me? Because like.
No, to Jeremy.
Yeah, Jeremy. Yeah, he was. He was scolding you. He's a horrible individual.
You see what I'm saying? As opposed to the power of Christ Lord. Fucking compels you.
I like, that's... for you that are in podcast land, she was like thrusting towards the camera. It was amazing.
That's stupid. I'm just saying, like, that's lame. Like, if I was going to, I'm just saying, it would be like a...
The Holy Spirit is making a leg shake.
I'm just thinking like walking in on someone who's supposed to be like possessed and then you're the priest and then you're like, oh, that's so sinful, that's all fucked up. Like,
wait, you walk
in on them to help you speak in tongues
on themselves because they're possessed very
no Jesus isn't supposed to be used that way.
Would a possessed person really use a Jesus dildo? Though?
Absolutely. Have you not seen that movie?
So. She used. Imagine
if you walked in on
Upper.
You read the book and like.
Imagine if you walked in on a possessed person. They were smoking a weed. Oh my God! Please, Jesus, save this soul lost beyond redemption.
Which Jesus are you asking for saving, Mike? The one from the podcast?
But you know what? Either way,
you know what?
It's disturbing as shit. Either way,
it's just two different personalities.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm praying to Richard Jesus.
Richard Jesus.
So what's my reading?
Jesus. Okay. So your first card is the Page of Pentacles, but reverse.
Page of Tentacles?
Pentacles. We're not talking tonight, guys.
I don't know. Mike's doing some weird shit.
I put my Page of Pentacles in reverse. My Ford F-150 Page of Pentacles into reverse.
So the Page of Pentacles is a card of... So Pentacles covers the earthly realm. It's finances, it's health, it's money, house, car, everything within this earthly realm, right? So okay. The Page of Pentacles is a card of somebody who is... working on, like, they've worked on a long-term project and now they've gotten to a point where they're perfecting that which they're working on so that they can take it out into the world. But because it's reversed, it's like I'm getting the immediate feeling of we've been stagnated and working on it,
focusing too much on perfectionism.
I like that. I think so, because it's like it's not like I'm not lazy.
That
yeah, I don't think it's laziness. I think it's more like
this isn't perfect. I can't put it out into the world type.
Exactly, because then we have the Ten of Wands next, which the Ten of Wands is basically having too much of a burden, mm-hmm. and you won't ask for the right help, or you won't delegate, or you won't.
Or the
basically
project you're taking starts too to much feel like a burden,
or it feels like a mm-hmm. burden. Yeah, I like that, because especially if your perfectionism is holding you back, mm-hmm. or maybe not even necessarily perfectionism. Maybe it's more like a, I'm waiting for just the right time, but that right time is never coming,
right?
Because it's just another way of procrastinating, mm-hmm. perhaps. Mm-hmm.
I'm taking notes. That was the
Hey, you're not using a voice.
The Ten of Wands. That I won't ask for help. Oh right, but the Ten of Wands. So I won't ask for help. Not even from Michelle. Michelle, there's Ten Wands in here. I don't know what
as your tarot reader, I'm gonna need better voices.
Okay. Hold on.
Another page. Page of Swords. So the Page of Swords. Swords again is air, because whoever made tarot fucked up. Should be fire, but it's not fire. It's air. So air, intuition, intellect, all that which is up here, which goes really well so far with what's going on in this reading, right? And so the Page of Swords, he's kind of like, I say he because I'm used to saying he with pages. It doesn't necessarily have to be a person, right? It could be a situation. But the Page of Swords is a situation where you've got a lot of ideas, mm-hmm. but you're having trouble making them come out into fruition. Maybe you're not having complete trouble because it's not reversed, but that is the what I'm getting from the card. And Deadly Gallerina is this one, and I have
Deadly
to see
Gonorrhea.
Deadly Gonorrhea card?
Actually, Gallerina, like ballerina with a G. And
your gonorrhea's in a gallery? Oh, God.
You say gonorrhea, Zach, but you don't know how. I mean, look at that imagery.
Oh, my.
A mushroom.
This is my magic mushroom deck.
That thing is falling off.
Midnight magic mushrooms. But like, I feel like I want to know what that is, because like, oh, it's gotta have something to do with this.
All right, Mike, what's your voice for this one?
Magic mushroom deck, Mr. White. Okay, hold on. I know I have a good Michael Caine. All right. So the deadly gonorrhea. I was chasing a bandit with deadly gonorrhea.
Go on.
Yes.
I want to hear more.
That's the end of the story. No. All right. That's the end.
He didn't make it far.
The reason that it's the deadly gonorrhea is because this card is asking you to make wise choices and take your time, because this mushroom looks like a lot of edible mushrooms, but really, if you eat it, it's going to kill you, hence the name deadly. And like the Page of Swords has like that energy. You look like you have something to say, please. I don't like the page cards, guys.
Honestly, what I was thinking was, this is why I will never go mushroom hunting. That was what I was thinking 100%, because like it does look like an edible mushroom, but like it's not.
So again, this card asks you to pay attention and make wise choices, which is funny because then the next card is the Seven of Cups, which is
opportunity.
Yes,
a choice.
I remember.
I want to know what Mike is like.
No, it is not the pregnant card, Mike.
This is not the pregnancy card, baby.
This is
but
not the pregnancy card, Mike. This
is something equally sexy.
It is. It is the choice card. It is, you're going to be presented with an opportunity to make a choice, and you got to make the right choice. You got to put a lot of thought into it. So pay attention.
And don't let your emotions and expectations
Just say, please say that.
Like, don't let your emotions and expectations persuade you in the choices that you're making.
Yes, and don't overburden yourself.
Are you working on a project or something, Mike?
No, I'm taking notes feverishly.
No. I mean in general.
No, but okay. So, I am completely letting my guard down. I am someone who is completely ruled by their emotions. 100%. 100%. And I tend to I fall in love very quickly. I let it lead all my choices in life. I always want to make people happy. I never think about myself. I never move forward in life because I'm based entirely on making other people happy.
Oh my god, that is like the best. No, I'm just kidding. That's horrible. Like, I mean, it can be anger, you know.
But I love how well that goes with the next card. So keep talking, Mike.
Oh no. What's the next card?
This card is the devil. It's temptation.
The devil. Devil.
While you're talking about being addicted to love, like, not that bad song, but really, you do whatever. Which is super sweet and wonderful, but the devil card lets us know that we got to move away from those things that kind of fuck us up. Like, yeah, it's not good. We may love it, but it's not good for us.
Yep.
I love how he was talking about that. And then, the chariot.
Let's go.
At the end.
Yes.
Oh my god, you're going too fast. I'm taking notes.
Like, think about it.
Mike, quick, what's the voice for the devil?
The devil. Oh, that's so fucking metal. Yeah, I'm taking notes. Jesus Christ, Zach.
Time. You can.
Jesus, don't use his name in vain.
Oh, sorry. I mean, fuck, Moses. Why did I just default to another Bible name? Fuck. There needs to be more names to take in vain. Like Jeremy. I wish I had the same feel as Jesus. Like Jeremy. Jeremy, fucking Prevost.
What is Jeremy doing over there?
You gave him my full Christian name, did you?
It's fine. No one will stalk you or kill you. Anyway, what's the next
line? I just got a family. It's no big deal.
At the end of this time of you having the opportunity to unburden yourself mentally, because I really think it is mental burdens that are keeping you from moving forward. And you got to pay attention so you make the right choice, right? And then you got to move away from something with the devil card. Something you don't want to move away from, but you got to move away from because it's not fucking good for you. And the chariot card, which is also having moved away from something, but in a good way, it's a triumphant card for you. Like, think like chariot, straight up like Roman warrior, like horses being drawn in battle.
Daenerys Targaryen riding her dragon.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah, queen, slay.
Like, yeah. Literally, like, in fuck my yeah. deck. In
so
my
that's
deck.
You at the end of the time frame.
Mike, what's the accent for that one? What's the voice?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hold on. Wait.
For the chariot.
Name a celebrity, and I'll hit it. I'll hit
the Rock.
The Rock. Fuck, why could I only think of Maui? He's done other things than Maui. What can I say except you're welcome? I can't do The Rock. I don't have giant balls.
Giant flabby balls? All right, fine. Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel. Family.
All right, sorry, so here's the advice cards for you. Here we go. Here we go. Yes. This is you right now, okay? Something looks a lot better than it actually is. We have the Knight of Cups for my Game of Thrones watchers. Don't know if you guys watch it. This is
when you said that about Daenerys,
Laris. So the cool thing, okay, guys, don't be assholes when I use this analogy, okay? So he's like,
I can't promise anything.
He's the Knight of Flowers. He's gorgeous. He's the most eligible bachelor, but he's got a secret, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So while he may look like he's gorgeous and the most wonderful guy, blah, 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 he's got a secret. He's fucking gay. Like,
Mike, what are you hiding?
Anyway, No, basically what the ring is saying, don't allow appearances to what I'm trying to think, blah blah. Don't, just because something looks good doesn't mean that it is. Very similar to Zach.
Oh, that
just
makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
In my life.
Okay. However,
we need a voice. We need a voice. Mike, do the voice.
Yes.
Hit me with another celebrity. A classic celebrity. Don't give me someone
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
New.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, that's so easy. Okay.
Stop complaining.
What was the message behind that? Don't let appearances deceive you. Just because I have a giant biceps doesn't mean that I can hold the whole world on my shoulders. All right.
Okay, so the other one, I'm sorry to say, your brand kind of sucks. So this
your
is
brand.
Not even like cool Raven Bran. This is Bran when he's a fucking child. Basically, this is the Five of Swords. This is a warning card. In this card, it is represented with the art as Bran surrendering Winterfell to that bitch ass Theon Greyjoy. Okay,
I hate him.
I hate him.
Fucking. Well, I mean, I feel like he paid for his crimes.
He didn't have the self-confidence he needed, so he literally
just needs self-confidence.
That's why he became
really funny that those two were together, mm-hmm. because like you say that he is the Five of Swords, but like I was getting hardcore vibes of the Knight of Cups reversed going along with the way that Mike was describing himself in relationships, and I feel like it's like he could be the Knight of Cups upright. If he had a little bit of self-confidence.
Oh my God, that's true, Mike.
I mean,
that's what I'm aiming for. Turn that,
Mike, come on.
Oh,
Mike.
Turn that cup upside down. Or right side
up. Yeah. Oh my God, I love it. And also, you don't have to be Bran. You could be Loras.
Sansa.
Loras doesn't.
You could be a Loras.
Loras kind of sucks, though. Like, let's be clear.
What do you mean by that, Jeremy?
He doesn't kind of suck. I mean, I feel
he's
like
a sword swallower through and through.
Look, in Lord of the Rings deck, the Knight of Cups is fucking like Aragorn. So.
I was gonna say,
fucking Aragorn.
Like, you could be
all
like,
right, good
like,
for him.
You could be Jon Snow. You could be Jon Snow.
I could be. Do you hear that? Did you hear that, guys? I could be Jon Snow.
You could have a really shitty ending at the end of the show.
He lived though, didn't he? Bitch,
yeah,
you know what?
Zach, I'm like, I would rather die. Just burn me as a dragon.
You know what,
Zach?
I'm getting like, Stannis Baratheon vibes from you. Like,
he's the worst character.
Yeah, like
tell us.
That's okay. Mike doesn't know how to read books. He just watches shows.
I read the Game of Thrones books. I read all of them.
They're not all out.
I couldn't get into them. I tried to read them, but Daenerys is only like 13 in the first book, and it just weirded me out.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Gotta grow up sometime.
I can't defend that aspect, other than to say it's realistic, because medieval ages suck.
It is, exactly.
I feel like what George R. R. Martin does, he removes a romanticism from the medieval ages, and people don't know how to handle it.
Yeah, no, I agree completely. Jeremy, I think you've got like some Sandor Clegane vibes. We've got some Hound vibes, maybe.
What are you saying?
We're saying you're a freak.
Love the Hound. I started watching
I'm going to start like stay away from open flames.
I started watching Game of Thrones for the Hound, believe it or not. I had a friend send me a fan fiction featuring Sandor Clegane, and I read it, and I was like, I've got to watch this fucking show.
I know you so well. I get it. I know you mean all these things is coming from it. I'm like, they do not.
Do not come up.
Well, wait, hold on. Wait.
I'm an absolute cocksucker, but I'm like a nice guy at heart.
Hold on. You, by calling me Stannis Baratheon, that is a compliment?
No, that was actually a joke. That was not a compliment. I could have said something.
No, I 100% like agree with that. He would burn his daughter at the stake.
Wow.
No, that requires believing in magic.
That was a joke, Zach. I'm sorry. Let me be real. I'm getting like Jaime Lannister vibes. Like.
Oh yeah.
No, you know, Zach would be one of the
That is the milkman.
No, Zach would be one of the old shriveled dick meisters who just the maesters, or however you say them.
We are maesters, damn it.
Yeah.
where you're like, you just need milk of the poppy if you're seeing UFOs. So feed him milk of the poppy.
Yes, because more hallucinations will make the UFOs go away.
Show me your necklace collection. I want to know if this is real.
Don't dog on a world where it's like the milk of the poppy will fix your problems.
Sounds great to me.
Maybe I'm going to change my mind on Zach again. I'm getting like Tyrion vibes for real. So.
No, don't give him that. No.
No way. Hey.
He keeps changing.
He's way too committed for Tyrion.
I don't think
Are you a chimera, Zach?
Who's chimera?
A chimera?
A shapeshifter. Okay. No, so, I mean... No. If I really wanted to.
Zach is Eddard Stark. Immediately behead his ass.
Thanks.
Maybe, you know what, Mike? I could see some Sam. I could see some Sam.
Eddard Stark is like the greatest character in the whole fucking series. So.
You know what? I have to disagree.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Did you guys watch House of Dragon?
Yeah. Loved it.
Loved it, right? Loved it.
Oh.
The last thing I wrote. Was Five of Swords under advice, but I didn't write anything next to it. What does it mean?
The Five of Swords is giving up too soon or not soon enough. It's needing self-confidence. It's represented by Bran in my deck, the Game of Thrones deck, because he gave up Winterfell without a fight because he didn't think he could win.
Needing self-confidence is so me. Jesus Christ. It hits so hard. Anyway.
I think those were all good readings, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, I do too. I think they were really powerful. There's a lot of good advice there, and it'll go out next week, so you can listen for anything you may have missed in this lengthy conversation.
All the insults that were thrown at me from Jeremy and Mike, I can't wait to hear them.
I'm sorry, you got compared to Sean Bean, so you
kind of... Oh, hey, that's a great way to go out. I'm okay with that. Sean Bean's awesome.
I mean, Sean Bean he was Eddard Stark. He was fucking
Boromir.
Boromir, thank you. Who maybe started out as a shitbag, but he died.
He had a good arc.
He did. Plus, like Sean Bean, he's fun.
He was a bad guy in National Treasure.
He survived National Treasure.
Nick Cage. What do you mean?
I mean, I don't like National Treasure as a movie. Nick Cage, I just recently watched Renfield and it was horrible. It was so good.
If you want to watch an amazing Nick Cage movie, The Color Out of Space is fucking
great. I love Nick Cage. I've had a crush on Nick Cage since I was in middle school.
Like, but you probably say watch then. Nick Cage movies, and I started thinking of John Cusack movies I'm in the mood to
Do you
watch.
Like Face Off?
I mean... It's not a bad movie. I know you
pause.
Love that movie.
Mm.
No, it's because I know how much she loves that movie. I will watch Identity over and over again, but I've seen
Identity.
Yeah, John Cusack be doing some good movies. I was trying to think of Nick Cage movies that I really, really like. But other than 8mm, I'm having a hard time. I like Nick Cage in general, but Renfield really kind of, I need some separation from Nick Cage.
I like Nick Cage so much.
I like Renfield.
Nick Cage is, if I met him in real life, do I think I'd like him? Probably not, which is why I never want to meet him in real life.
Like he'd be a really nice guy. I don't know. In 8mm, though, his character's a really good guy. He's a really good guy.
City of Angels. City of Angels, that's the best one. Have you seen it? Have you guys seen it? It's so sad.
I have not seen City of Angels.
It's been a long time.
I have seen it, but I don't
remember. I think that movie's part of why I'm in love with him.
Yeah. Raising Arizona? Amazing. Great movie.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's a good movie. Holly Hunter. Mrs. Incredible.
So do you think maybe because I'm agreeing with you so much, you could throw one more good card in?
Get a bonus card.
Yeah, do you want
a bonus card?
The double bags of money card.
When I was first shuffling and you were talking and a card came out and it wasn't for Zach, and Maddie and I said, we're going to remember it for your reading. So your bonus card is the Magician. The Magician is number one in the major arcana. And the Magician is the card of having the knowledge and ability to manifest your own destiny.
Coming into your power.
Coming into your power. You've taken the time to figure all the shit out. And now you put your will out there into the world and you get what you fucking want.
Well, and you have to have confidence with that.
And exactly. So I feel like that is like the ultimate advice card for him is you can be the magician, Mike. Magic Mike.
Okay. Yeah, oh my God, I love it so much. Look, we got Zach Daddy, we got Zach Daddy, and we got Magic Mike, and now we need one for Jeremy.
In the rant episode, we'll get you.
Yeah, we got two because I'm loving
and Juicy Jer.
Well, no. Tired Jer.
I don't think we'll be allowed to.
We heard my tarot reading.
Jer, I want to see you come on wearing booty shorts and say Juicy Jer on the ass.
Oh my God.
Do not
hit me. You know why Jer is always so tired?
He's always flapping.
He's always be juicing.
Okay, but now we need you guys to do some photo edits, like a selfie or something, and put Magic Mike underneath it. And then we got sad.
Oh my God! I
actually love Juicy Jer.
I have the Tiny Toon Adventures like intro part where it's empty circle and it's just the rainbow circle. We can.
Oh my God! Them. Yes. Like put it in the circle.
So I love cartoons.
Oh my God! I love that. That's so funny.
I don't.
So we got Magic Mike, Juicy Jer, and Zaddy.
Zaddy.
Oh, it's getting worse the longer it's out there.
I don't even think, like, Zach hates it, but I think Magic Mike likes it. I don't know about Juicy.
Love it.
Pedro Pascal, Zaddy.
Jer likes being juicy.
If I'm anything, I'm juicy as fuck.
It's Zach Daddy.
It's just got to stay Zach Daddy. Sorry, Jer, but there are other Zaddies, and they have money to sponsor this podcast.
Well, I certainly do not.
They got money to buy us sushi.
Yeah, I got that radio money.
Still got it.
Radio and money don't go together, Jeremy.
Oh no,
you're oxymorons. God. Hell, pussy cam.
What the fuck is? Oh my God, it's the cat.
It's the cat.
Oh God, you scared the shit.
I was like, is he about
Mike, I feel like I'm watching the inside of a freaking.
It looked like it's
Eldritch TV. Horror. What did you just see?
That was my cat. Okay, hold on. Let me turn off the Cthulhu. Background.
Yeah, turn off the background. Yeah, it looked like a little turkey leg. Like
I didn't know. It was
she does have little turkey legs.
Composed. She has little turkey legs.
Well, Mike does that. I will. If you guys want to find us, follow us at NeeCast, at the NeeCast on TikTok, at NeeCastPod on Twitter, at NeeCastPod on Instagram, and anywhere you can find podcasts on your podcast app.
Is that there a different cat? The same cat.
It's the same cat's butt.
If he had more than one cat, Mike would explode.
No, don't leave. Come on.
I would leave. if you start molesting my foot.
I wasn't molesting. Okay.
Well,
give her a little scritchy scratch. She loves it.
Scritchy scratch.
It seemed like she loved it.
Come back.
Well, listeners of Witches Talking Tarot, if you think that you have laughed, their show is so much funnier than just what you've gotten to enjoy here. So definitely check out the NeeCast on all those places that Jer said, and check out their Halloween episode because they had these witches on, and we're going to be on again later. So just keep checking them out and you can hear more of us. And we'll come up with, because we record in my living room now, and we'll never be allowed to record with you again if my husband hears us calling you Juicy Jer. Like,
I'm not even worried about it because we're not at my house.
We're not. My bedroom is right over there.
He's like, is this the son of a bitch that bought you sushi?
Just tell him I'm a toy swallower. Name.
He was just there. I think that might
Magic
sound
Mike's
worse.
Okay, Zach Daddy's okay, but Juicy Jer is too far.
I think so.
It's okay.
I
mean, we can call you Juicy Jer. I can call you Juicy Jer, getting in no trouble whatsoever.
There you go.
We know each other a long time.
Yeah, Juicy Jer. Yeah, we have. I've been sipping that. Been Stop sipping that juice for a while.
Little MM. Throuple.
I was like, do I eat a lot of fruit? And then I was like, I'm not.
Oh my God, Amber.
What? Is that not the first thing you think about? No.
Okay. No.
Different people. Different people.
I'm sweating.
Poor Zach.
Why? What?
Poor Zach.
He's just like, what?
He doesn't even believe in Noah's Ark.
That's not an accurate representation.
No, I'm just saying I feel sorry for him because he's just sitting here in silence, like, what the fuck?
I'm letting him. I let the boys go back and forth.
That's his state of being. That's his default setting. Is what the fuck?
He's our disappointed dad.
Yeah.
That tracks.
The alarm goes off. Disappointed. What the fuck? All the way until he goes to sleep.
Disappointed, daddy.
No, let's not start that. No, don't say that one.
Oh, disappointed daddy's a good name.
No.
Oh, disappointed.
No, dad definitely doesn't know.
Show me that frown, daddy.
No.
Can we turn that frown upside down? Disappointed daddy. I
love no.
I love those angled eyebrows.
This is taking a turn. No, we don't like it.
We need to end this.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, please, please end it. Quick, before his forehead furrows down.
Okay, so you heard where you can find these guys. So first off, thank you so much, Victoria.
Melissa.
Death by DVD.
And Pam.
We appreciate you guys for being our patrons on Patreon. You can get the same awesome little shout out at the end of our episodes. If you want to go to patreon.com/witchestalkingtarot, we have awesome shit, including It's Always Late, but extra episodes a month. So like eventually 1 month's going to have 2 extra episodes. So that'll happen. It's supposed to be this month. If you join, you'll find out. Otherwise, you can find us on the socials at Witches Talking Tarot, except on the X. We are Classiest Witches because we're the classiest witches you know. Oh, yeah, if you're watching on YouTube.
Don't forget to like and subscribe.
That's right. So, guys, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for coming and spending some time with us tonight.
Thank you both for having us.
No, yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
I'm going to go sleep.
Bye.
Thanks for coming.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.